All right, the first one is Beautiful Imperfection. Now we have G, A minor, and C. All right. This, again, presupposes that you know your music theory. If you don't, you have to, you know, do your homework and take my music theory class, or ask me for some of the content I have from those classes, or a commuter audio CD that I prepared. G, A minor, and C. In the key of G, this is the 1, 2, and 4 chord. So you're all in G major there, right? So that's no big deal. But then look what happens in the B section. The last bar goes B flat, A7, and G. What is that all about? Well, you know, we've been talking about the fact that our Western music is an amalgamation of European classical music. You know, I'm obviously oversimplifying quite a bit, but the do re mi of European classical music with the bluesy quality of the American spiritual music that came via Africa, you know, via the slave trade in America. So giving you like a very broad, you know, very broad scoped music history in like two sentences, you know, those things started to amalgamate in like New Orleans around the turn of the century, and now they're just so intertwined that you can't possibly separate them. And that's why this progression is kind of pleasing. You have this very diatonic, major-y sounding progression, but then you have a little blues in there with the B flat. Why I say blues in there? Because when you do a G minor pentatonic scale, your first note is G. What's your second note? B flat, right there. So there, it evokes some bluesy type quality. And what about the A7? That's not really diatonic either. It's got a C sharp in it. You know, you can address that when you're playing over it if you need to, but it's only one beat, that chord. It's just a quality change from the 2 chord. So anyway, B flat 6, I would just call that a flat 3, and then A7, I'd call that a 2 dominant, and then back to 1. All right, I hope that's making sense. But in general, you're talking mostly G major over the B section, but the last bar you can throw in a bit of blues, or a bit of minor pentatonic, if you will. All right, then you get to C section, it goes F, C, and G. Now the F chord, that's more of a bluesy type quality, because if you were in G major, it would be F sharp instead of F. G major scale, you know, G, A, B, C, D, E, F sharp, all right, but it ain't F sharp, it's F. So that evokes a bit of a blues sound. And then look at bar 3 of the C section, you got C minor with E flat, all right, that invokes like a temporary minor scale, or G minor. You know, if you had a progression that was just some type of G, be it major or minor, and one of the prominent chords was C minor, you know, whether it was had E flat in the bass or not, doesn't matter, that would imply a G minor, but it's only for one beat long. So notice there's like hints of blues sprinkled throughout. So it's not just like poppy. The effect is not just poppy, happy, you know, bubblegummy, bland type of major sounding pop music. It's sprinkled with a little blues. It's a little bit reflective, you know, and your playing can sound like that, and it fits the 12/8 groove very well. So mostly you're going to use G major and G major pentatonic, but then in certain spots you can use G minor pentatonic or G minor scale even. All right, hope that helps. Have some. Oh, and then watch out for the last little C to add 9 chord is extended another 6 beats. So that's why I wrote a bar of 6 at the very end of the chart. So be careful of that. All right, have fun on that one.